Welcome to Dime Stories. 3-minute stories, some fact, some fiction, all read by the authors. Stay with us to find out about submitting your own. I'm Amy Wallen, and today's Dime Story is Clowns by Emil Wilson. Emil lives in Los Angeles and works in advertising, as you'll hear.
Message received Tuesday.
Hi, Diane. It's Larry. I got the scripts for the Office Software commercials, and I love them. I particularly like the script called Clowns, where our small business software is being used by a party clown company. Any commercial that takes place in an office full of party clowns sounds funny to me. Now, I have to run it by Jack, but I'll give you the go-ahead approval since I know we're behind schedule. One question, though. How many clowns were you thinking of using? It could affect our budget. Could we keep it to a maximum of 10 clowns? And you said you're casting for real clowns, right? Well, anyway, great job. Call me when you get this. Hey, Jack left me a voicemail with an interesting point. If we have 10 clowns, this whole multiracial diversity blah, blah, blah nonsense is going to bite us in the butt. Human Resources says we need at least 2 women clowns and a few ethnic clowns. I know this isn't a big deal and you guys can handle this, so call me when you get this. Hi, Diane. We looked at the casting tape with all the clowns. We saw the black guy. Well, you had him marked as black anyway. But his face is painted white, and with that orange afro and the big ruffle around his neck, well, we sort of sat there just scratching our heads. Do we know for sure he's black? Regardless, we need a minority who looks like a minority. And Jack asked if we could also look for a Native American clown, maybe with a big feathered headdress or a tomahawk or something. It might surprise you to know, but we service a rather large Navajo population, and we try to keep their business needs in focus. Okay, gotta run. Okay, Diane. Jack just walked out of my office, and there was steam coming out of his ears. He appreciates the black, Chinese, Native American, and Puerto Rican clowns, but we've overlooked one major minority group. I know you're going to kick yourself when you think of it. Give up? The disabled. Whoa. I know it's late on Friday, but we really must find a handicapped clown for this commercial. Jack says he'd prefer a wheelchair clown. The clown doesn't have to do any tricks like juggling, although it would be great if he did. But he needs to be a real disabled person, not a faker. So that's 10 clowns, 4 ethnic types, 2 women, 1 disabled, and 3 regular clowns. Human Resources plans on going through this commercial with a fine-tooth comb, so we can't get away with, like, a black woman in a wheelchair to kill 3 birds with 1 stone. Oh, and we'd like a dog, but don't worry, that's taken care of. Jack's wife is coming to the shoot and bringing their dog. You just have to find a doggy clown outfit by Monday. Jack says that Eiffel, as in Tower, that's the dog's name, is a Springer Spaniel manicured to look like a French poodle. Well, this I have to see. Call me, I have Eiffel sizes. Boy, this is really getting fun, isn't it?
That was Emil Wilson reading Clowns. Emil told me this story really is fiction, but was inspired by a set of voicemail messages left on a coworker's phone. To hear any of the Dime stories in our series, or to submit a story of your own, fiction or fact, that fits neatly inside 3 minutes, visit our website at dimestories.org.